This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney here. More shakeups at the White House, or in relationship to the White House anyway. Who better to join us from Talk Media News than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's the same old thing. I mean, I think the president is intent on picking everybody out of Fox News, taking them off the air and putting them into his cabinet or in some position. Because here we go again. We have more dumpage, if you will. So McMaster gone. And now in this case, though, it's Bolton. What? Bolton? John Bolton, who is going to replace him. I don't know, that kind of caught me off guard, although he certainly has the government experience. What's up with that move, do you think?
Oh, I think it reminds me of a quote from Shakespeare, "When I feel the twitching in my thumbs, something wicked this way comes." And that's Bolton for a lot of description by people. I mean, the guy is, I've met him face to face, at his request, you know, but he has a horrible background. He was a recess appointment to the United Nations. Somebody pushed for him is, I think, what happened over there. Trump knows him, but Trump really isn't in the Bolton style. But somebody is, Bolton has been trying for this job over and over and over. In fact, he'll be the third national security advisor, and he tried for it twice before. So he really lobbied for the job.
So what can we expect from him as the national security advisor?
Well, he was a recess appointment for George Bush because he could not be confirmed ambassador of the United States by the Senate. So he got out after the Senate, after his confirmation, because when they do recess appointment, Kate, as you know, they don't have to go through the regular order of being confirmed. He was instrumental in derailing the biological weapons conference in 2001 and convened to endorse the UN proposal to enforce the biological weapons. And he argued it would put us at national security risk, but basically what, you know, what he is, he's a weapons of mass destruction guy, right? And he has just had a history. His number one obsession is Iran. And he has made statements about not just regime change, but actually about bombing Iran. And he talked about bombing the top floors of the United Nations building, and, you know, and nobody would miss it. So our former Senator George Voinovich, he's deceased now, he went full force against, Bolton. I mean, he's just had a horrible, horrible history. He is a major hawk and basically is known as a warmonger. So he will be encouraging Trump to be extremely aggressive, including would have no problems to encourage Trump to go to war.
Wow. Wow. So we'll see how that all plays out. While that's happening, the government could shut down. Here we go again. Trump isn't going to sign any kind of bill without the border wall, supposedly. So we're back to ground zero, pardon the pun, but this is bad.
Well, it is. I mean, I don't know. You know, at the end, Trump cannot be responsible for shutting the government down, which is what he would do, you know.
Right.
I can't believe it's actually come down to this. You know, they move so fast. And I didn't like the deal they made, to be honest with you, Kate. It's very irresponsible of what they did. But you don't, veto something because one provision you don't like, you know, or you want is not in there. If it was a veto because it's completely irresponsible as a piece of legislation, it might be more palatable. It would not. It wouldn't be a good move. It really wouldn't.
Wow. Crazy. There's just so much happening. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, it is. It's unbelievable. And in the meantime, while all that's going on, did you see that? This is just kind of a sidebar funny thing, but the funny guy, Byron Allen, bought the Weather Channel for $300 million. I guess comedy pays.
I didn't know he was that rich.
I didn't either.
Well, I guess he could put money together.
Shocking.
You know.
Wow. Crazy. Shocking.
I saw that note today, and I thought, okay, if you told me, you know, Bill Gates did, you know, or Zuckerberg or something, but he must have the juice to put that all together, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, speaking of Zuckerberg, what do you make of all this Facebook stuff? Even now, the chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, is saying that she kind of regrets not speaking out sooner. Facebook, I guess, will weather this, but this is not good. The you know, this big controversy that happened, obviously, the Cambridge Analytica, the crazy.
Well, Zuckerberg really stumbled. I watched him on the interview. And
yes.
He was way, way out of his element for being, you know, the richest man basically in the world, one of them. Very out of his element. You know, and Facebook morphed from the, you know, photographs of family and friends to something that wanted to see where our eyes went, and then they monetize what we look at. Now, I know when you push the app, a lot of times, like Messenger, the service on Facebook, it says, you know, it needs your contact list, so I'm not naive. You're giving your information. But I think that the process was violated of their own rules and regs that Facebook had. And then they said, well, they thought it was deleted. Well, they didn't do their due diligence to make sure it was deleted. So he'll weather this, but there was such an uprising over this, and they want him to go to Congress. And, again, I think he's sort of a fish out of water on this one.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Uh-huh. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much as always.
All righty. Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up, by the way, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a psychic on America Tonight. I have to ask the psychic, what in the heck is going on? Next week, there's another Friday the 13th, and people get really funny about Friday the 13th because of the superstition of it, and things happen sometimes, and then you say, well, it's Friday the 13th. So we'll ask him about that. And also, I think he's going to try to give me a reading. Wonder what that reading will say. What if Donald Trump had a reading? What would it say? He said something interesting today. I heard somebody ask him a question, and the question was, what would you tell somebody? It was a conservative guy who was interviewing. He said, what would you tell somebody, you know, like me, or, you know, at 25, what would you tell them? Don't run for president. So it has been a wild ride so far. So the president replaces Astor with Bolton as the national security advisor. You heard us talk about that there. There's the government teetering on possibly a shutdown. We keep talking about, you know, these long weekends and the fact that we never seem to get this right, which is crazy. So it'll be are we going to have a third government shutdown? It would start at midnight on Friday. You may be listening to this into the weekend. Hopefully, if you are, that hasn't happened, or quickly they resolve it. They're going to schedule this vote on this $1.3 trillion omnibus, but they're struggling to really lock it down. And that's the problem. It's all about the votes, right? You don't have the votes, you don't get the passage. So right now it's kind of teetering, that's for sure. The funding package funds the government through the end of September. It includes $695 billion in defense funding and $591 billion in non-defense funding. Meet you on the other side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do, too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
So excited about our next guest here on ATN. You know, coming up next week is Friday the 13th. A lot of people talk about it being a very dark day and horrible things happening and the superstitions of Friday the 13th, so we're certainly going to talk to him about that. Vincent Jenna is world-renowned. Just look him up, you'll see. I mean, he is a gifted psychic. I was talking to someone today. They knew immediately who Vincent was. And I'll tell you what, it would take us probably an hour to do everything, give him justice for his resume. But you've seen him all over the tube and radio, etc. And so we are thrilled that he joins us. Hey, Vincent, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. Thank you so much for inviting me here. How much fun is this?
I know, no kidding. So I thought we'd talk about Friday the 13th, but also I don't know if you can do this or not, but maybe do like a little bit of a reading on me.
Oh, you know what? I knew you were going to ask me to do that. I'm psychic.
Of course you did. I love that.
So what do you want me to do first? Which thing do you want me to go into first? Friday the 13th or your life?
Let's do my life, and so let's peel back the onion for the listeners, because you're so good. I know you're going to nail so many things. It's exciting.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Not giving me too much pressure here, Kate. Okay. All right. Well, you know what's really interesting about you? Yes, you're a host of a radio show. Your words need to be heard, but they also need to be read. I'm seeing you getting out in the world and publicly with a book, with a journal, with writing. And that's coming up actually in the very near future. I wouldn't be surprised if something is stirring in you already about wanting to get something out, an idea, maybe a thought that you had. Gee, that would be such a cool book. Pay attention to that. And I'm curious, have you had any thoughts about writing a book recently?
I absolutely do. I have a book that's going to come out at the beginning of June.
There you go. You see, That is you, and this is actually leading to yet another one. And because of it, there's also going to be more talks. I'm really seeing a lot of talks. It's really interesting because when you were a child, well, you were very talkative. You were very talkative as a baby. You cooed a lot. You babbled a lot. And then as you kept growing, you kept talking and talking and talking. And maybe sometimes as you were growing up, there would be others who might be annoyed by that and would say, oh, shut up already, or some way, somehow would want to downplay you. But instead, you kept the word as being so important and needing to be heard so important that that's actually what drew you into broadcasting, to be able to absolutely be heard. No one can turn around and tell you to shut up anymore. And you're not supposed to, because you've got great words, great intuition, and great teaching, and that's what you're meant to do. How do you like that?
I love it. I would say that's very accurate. My father wrote a poem about me, Vincent, and he died when I was young. And he wrote a poem about me saying, despite our consternation, my daughter refuses to sleep and she talks all night long. And it was all about that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And now you're being heard, and now you've got greater influence. And it really is, you're coming to an age where you actually are not going to be going slower. You're going to be going more and bigger and expanding out there. And you would think, well, okay, I'm doing radio. I'm out there. I'm not enough. No, not enough. Even more so, because there's just something inside of you that the world needs to hear. And so it's going to be coming out even more so. Okay, I just want you to know that.
Yeah, great. I like it.
You like that?
Yeah, I like it. I feel it.
Well, when
yeah.
you really become even more famous, just remember us smaller people over here, you know?
You're not a smaller people.
I know. I can't help it. I don't know what's bigger, my mouth or my ego.
That's so funny. When it's interesting, when you do readings, do you just... You know, what was it that drew you to readings? What drew you to readings? That the personal connection, the feelings?
It was a tidal wave. It was when I was 28 years old, and it was a friend of mine who was my greatest tormentor in my youth and childhood. He became a dear friend of mine when we were young adults, and his life was falling apart, and I had no idea how to help him. I didn't know what to say to him. He was hiding it all, but there was something inside of me that knew that things were wrong. He was the guy who was just all about impressing you rather than being truthful with you. And so it was after visiting him for a weekend, my wife and I spent a weekend with him. I'm driving home from Connecticut to New York, and I'm crying. And I'm crying for him, and I actually turn around and I ask God, which I never really did before, can you give me a way, help me help him. Give me something. I don't know how to help him. Give me tools and be able to help him and people like him. And literally it was within a week a Steven Spielberg epic movie started happening to me. And this stuff started downloading. Information was downloading into my mind. And I was supposed to start trancing. I tranced, the spirit would just talk out of me. And then I started reading people's minds. And then I had the urge to heal people with touch. And then I was interpreting dreams. Then I started seeing dead people. Then I was telling the future. It just barreled into me all at once. Within a matter of just a couple of months, I was a completely different person, with instead of wanting to be the actor that I tried to be, that's what my profession was. I was a professional actor, singer, and dancer. That's all I wanted, an Oscar, a Tony, an Emmy. And then all of a sudden this was happening to me, and all the guidance and new adults coming into my life was turning around and telling me, no, you're not going to be an actor, you're going to be a spiritual teacher. It took me years to step into that, but that's how it all happened. And it just kept growing and growing and growing until I couldn't avoid it anymore, Kate. It was unbelievable.
Wow, what did the people around you say? Because that's a big turn. When you all of a sudden tell people, hey, I'm pursuing this acting thing and da-da-da-da, and then you start to tell them all of that, you know there's always pushback.
Oh, my God. I kept it from most people. Thank God my wife, she had been with me since I was 17 years old. I've been with this woman for 45 years now. And She knew I didn't know any of this stuff. So she realized something was going on. Thank God she was there. I mean, yes, at first she wanted to call the local rabbi or the local priest to have me exercised or maybe Bellevue to lock me up. She was scared. But she trusted me. And we started doing research right away. We would go to the bookstore, you know, the cult section where you don't want anybody to see you visiting. That's at the time the self-help and the spiritual section was called the cult section. And so I'm picking up these books and we're reading through them and we're going, oh my God, I said that. Holy cow, how did I know this? How did I know that? And so it was validating something was going on. And believe it or not, at the same time, I had watched an Oprah Winfrey show one afternoon, and Shirley MacLaine was on, and she had just come out with her books, Out on a Limb, which explained her spiritual experience, and by listening to her, it helped normalize my own. And I'm going, oh my God, honey, somebody famous went through almost the same stuff I did, so I'm not crazy. Something's going on here. That's what allowed us to listen to it more. And then from that point on, it's just all history of all my studying. And then I had to jump into it and dive into it and study everything I could, Kate, to know what was going on with me and then to figure out what to do with it. That took years.
Oh, I bet it did. And you're good at also helping people when they're struggling, when they've lost someone too, aren't you?
Really interesting. Yes, as a medium, that's what's so great, and I honor that talent in me so much because I'm able to reconnect them to make them realize you haven't lost your loved ones. They're just in a different outfit. They don't have the same physical body, but they have the same personality, the same energy. As a matter of fact, they're even evolving better on the other side, and you can still feel them if you allow yourself to. So I make that connection, and I bring deceased loved ones in, and it really is. It's so wonderful because sadly, Kate, sadly, most people wind up leaving not having made the people that they left behind feel loved enough. And so the people left behind are always seeking to connect with their loved ones to find out if they really did love them, especially parents or even spouses. Did you really love me? That's what's sad in the world today. We don't show it, give it enough because we have our own issues, you know?
Yep.
And so it gets passed down. So I'm able to give them that gift. And it's always, the spirit is always like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I should have said this. I should have said that. I didn't do that.
Exactly. And they didn't do it. Hey, hang on. And when we come back, Vincent Jenna, he's awesome. We're going to talk about Friday the 13th and some other stuff as well. Thanks, Vincent. Hang with us. Hang with us, everybody else here, to America Tonight.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tonight, so happy to be talking to Vincent Jenna. He has the gift, and I think it's such a gift to have. And I'll tell you what, it's about all kinds of things, including what a medium does. But Friday the 13th is coming up, and we wanted to talk to Vincent about Friday the 13th. So, Vincent, what's the scoop on Friday the 13th? What are the origins, the background of why this became such an unlucky day?
Really hysterical, because we are such superstitious people. We're capable of turning anything that's positive into something that's negative, just the same as we're able to turn something negative into something positive. The number 13 actually is the highest vibrational number out of all of the numbers. Normally you bring, in numerology, you bring numbers to a single digit. So like you got 23 is actually a 5, and then you consider the vibration of 5 and what that means. 10, 11, 12, and 13, you don't bring down to the single number because they're high vibrational numbers. 13 represents Jesus and the 12 disciples. That's supposed to be the highest and the best number. But then people were paying attention to it, and then people who studied and were into witchcraft and all of that type of metaphysical stuff, the old-fashioned negative stuff, started turning the good number into a bad number. They also then pointed out, well, Jesus was crucified on a 13th, a Friday, the 13th, therefore it's unlucky. But nobody remembers that the whole reason why he supposedly came down here and the religion is based off of is that he came down here to save lives and to save our souls, right? So how could that then be an unlucky number? It's a lucky number. But we become superstitious on it. And then from that point on, we turned it into a negative. We turned the number 13 into such a negative that skyscrapers would not put a 13th floor in the elevator. It's the most ridiculous thing. You wouldn't walk under a ladder either, or you wouldn't pass a black cat. Friday the 13th is actually such a positive day. The most wonderful things always happen in my life on a Friday the 13th. It's the attitude you have about it. So I would say to everybody, this Friday the 13th, see it as one of the best days of your week and see what happens that way. I promise you, better things will happen than worse.
Are there certain numbers, though, or objects or situations that are lucky? Because, you know, people talk about that, looking in the calendar, et cetera, that numbers line up.
Yeah, so that has to do with numerology. That has nothing to do with luck. The word luck was created by us. Everything in this planet and universe was in order. It was not random. Nothing is random here. Everything is in perfect order. Our bodies, the way the cells work, life, we're the only ones that throw it out of order. But to have fun in life, we created the concept of luck. Oh, let's play games. And now all of a sudden, you're lucky if you win, and or you're unlucky if you don't. And then, of course, we take that to an extreme. It has nothing to do with luck. A number may have a higher vibration in it and have a better meaning for you, or we set that up ourselves. For example, my wife and I, the number 9, for some reason, soulfully, we created the number 9 as being a very positive number for us. We met on the 9th. We dated. The first date we had was on a 9th. We actually conceived our first child on the 9th. We got married on the 9th. And so we set that up. It's not that number 9 has any special extra meaning for anybody. We created it that way. We have dominion over everything, including numbers and including our fortune and fate. Nothing happens by luck.
Yeah, so when you do readings for people, you tell them that there is free will, right?
It's free will. Absolutely. It's all about free will and manifesting. It's all about manifesting. We manifest either consciously or unconsciously, but we're the ones that create our lives. There is no such thing, and this is a real hard concept, especially today, to understand this. There is no such thing as victimization. Some way, somehow, we affect the outcome of our own lives. If not, if everything is random, then there is no purpose to us. We're freaks of nature, and when this is all done, that's it, it's over. But we're seeing that that's not true. We come right from a power. We come from something greater. So therefore, it can't just be randomization. We have to have some control over it, and we do. We just have to learn how to take control of our lives. That's the thing. Right?
So here's, yes, absolutely, I agree with you 100%. How do you tap into your intuition? Because so many people say, oh, I had a gut feeling, but I ignored it. We've heard that a ton. How do you do that?
Oh, totally. Well, and I actually teach psychic and mediumship and teach people how to open up all their channels, because everybody actually is. The thing is, you have two greatest gifts. Our two greatest gifts that we were created with is intuition and intellect. But the purpose of intellect is not for itself. It's only to label intuition, what you're feeling. So when you get that gut feeling, your intellect then all of a sudden kicks in and says, ooh, what's that I'm feeling? And it may say, ooh, I'm just feeling I shouldn't be here. Now, you're supposed supposed to shut up and listen to that. But our problem is because there are so many negative self feelings down below the surface of awareness, not only do we want to avoid listening to those, but we don't trust anything that comes up from the inside. So we'll talk ourselves out of it. Ah, that's being silly. There's no reason why I should leave here. Everything is going to be fine. And then halfway through the party that you're at, there's a fight that breaks out. Somebody lands on you, breaks your leg, and you want to walk out of the party thinking, geez, I'm so unlucky. Everything bad happens to me. But yeah, especially since you didn't listen to leave.
Right.
Though, that's where we get in trouble. You open it up by honoring and trusting your inner voice and bringing to the surface all those negative self-feelings you have about you so you can change them. You have to do both of that at the same time. Bring those deep-seated feelings to the surface to change them so that you know what you really are believing. I have a great workshop on my online store called God, It's Not Working, and it explains all of this. We hide those inner feelings, and so that blocks everything. It's going to block all the good stuff because you're trying to block the bad stuff, and one goes with the other. Open the channels, open the heart, you open your intuition.
Right, you let it go through you, right? So you let the bad stuff go through you.
You, and you know this, you're very intuitive because some of the greatest choices you made in your life were from your inspirations and your intuitions. And you know that when you talked yourself out of them, that's when the things you didn't like turned out. But when you trusted your gut feeling, Kate, it always turned out great. And you're meant to trust it even more so now than ever before.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Vincent. That's 100% true. And learning to just, when something happens that you don't want to happen, and it's not that you could have stopped yourself or had an intuition, you just let it go through you.
You let it go through you, and you learn from it. You turn around and you go, okay, what can I get out of that now so that I can make a different choice later on, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how we grow and we learn. And we can't feel bad about the mistakes we make either because they're wonderful opportunities. And can I ask you a question? I'm doing a lot of talking, and there's somebody interrupting me here.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a child, very small, and Dad was around, do you recall him pushing you on some type of a wheeled toy? I see you young, and you're sitting on this toy.
Yes.
It almost seems like pink and blue, and he's pushing you. What was that?
Yes. I had a big wheel that was that color, and then I wanted a bike that color, and he tried to teach me how to ride my bike and was pushing me on that, too.
Okay, I want you to know that your father is here. He's joining us because we are talking about you and him, and he wants you to know that those are the most precious moments that he has taken with him and how much he really loved you and is so sorry that he had to leave before you had a chance to really grow together.
Aww. Yes, and that, boy, you nailed it because that's the description exactly of those two things I was on. That's great.
Yeah. I definitely feel that. That's his joy. So, great. I'm glad he came by. That was a surprise.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. That is a surprise. We're almost out of time, but for you, just with these last 2 minutes, what would you tell people? What would you leave us with who are people who are doubters and they say, that's a bunch of nonsense?
Okay. The only reason why you're doubting it is because you don't understand it enough. I would say to get yourself more involved, read a book, call a psychic, make an appointment with a psychic so that they can turn around and show you things that can really help you. We're never afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of the known. And because there are so many charlatans in all different fields, including mine, that's turned off people. Just like the people who teach religion wrong, you get turned off to religion, right? So you're not a skeptic because you don't believe. You're a skeptic because you don't like what you heard about it to start with. So learn something new, and that will definitely help you because it's just like you turn to a therapist. Sometimes it's really beneficial to turn to a psychic who can go within and not tell you what they want you to know, but to tell you what you want you to know. What the deepest and greatest part of you is inside of you. And sometimes we're so blocked to it, we don't get to experience our greatness. And somebody like a psychic, like me, can help you experience that. So try it.
I love that. great advice. Tell everyone to look you up at VincentJenna.com, and it's with a G-E-N-N-A. Vincent, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. You're a dear, and I wish you all the best, and congratulations on your great book that's going to be very successful.
Thank you, Vincent. Appreciate it. That's awesome. Coming up next, it is about the numbers. We're going to talk about them next.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Yes, we can. We can count. You know, it's very strange. We can count the times that Burt Reynolds has made sense lately. I feel sorry for him because he was so, when he, back in the day, when I was a kid, he was such a good actor. Some of the movies that he was in were so funny. And I have an acquaintance, Burton Gilliam, his name is, and I'm going to see him on Monday. And he was in a couple of movies with Burt Reynolds. He was in Blazing Saddles, too, and he's had great stories about Burt Reynolds. So anyway, 82 is your number. He's 82 now. And he was trying to clarify some remarks he made when he had a conversation with USA Today. He was promoting his film, The Last Movie Star. It's on DirecTV, and it's in theaters March 30th, I guess. So he just made some kind of crazy comments when he was on the Today Show, when he was chatting with Hoda Kotb. And then when he kind of veered off track at the end of the interview, when he told Hoda that he said, "I am so proud of you for not having your lips larger." What? Oh, and it was just a mangled attempt, I guess, to compliment her, and it just came out all wrong. And so many people just jumped all over him, you know, just attacked him. And he's saying it was a mistake, and that's not what I meant, and da-da-da-da. And he said he sent Hoda Kotb a note afterwards and said, "I never meant to hurt you, and I think she's best at what she does, blah, 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 blah." And so, yeah, he asked, Hoda asked him who the love of his life was, and he said Sally Field. They were talking about Sally Field. She said, she was seven when I fell in love with her. She stayed seven for about 11 years, I would say, Sally. And he's saying, I said 37. So there was all this confusion. Remember, the two of them were in these movies, Smokey and the Bandit. So it just got mangled. Let's just put it at that. Just got mangled. And by the way, we have some breaking news. Woohoo! So for anybody listening at some other point, because I know a lot of you download the show and listen to it when you're on the train or whatever, the Senate did pass the $1.3 trillion spending bill. How about that? To fund the government through September 30th. So at least through the 30th, there's not going to be an issue. Because it looked like, oh no, here we go again. We're going to have another shutdown. You got to be kidding me. Got to be kidding me. All right, now how about this? A lot of conversation about what's happening Saturday. Tens of thousands of students are going to join or are expected to join March for Our Lives, the protest against gun violence. A lot of teachers are going to join. And this is happening in Washington, D.C. They're expecting so many people that they're talking about, you know, how many police officers they have to have and all that kind of stuff, trying to figure it out. And they're thinking that, you know, this could be maybe one of the biggest marches of all time in D.C., that it could just be that big for how many are going to, show up. And they're talking about all kinds of people that are expected to be there. So I'm curious as to what that number will be. And of course, this is to protest, especially specifically, the 17 who died at that high school in Parkland, Florida. And the idea is, that is what I said, is that tens of thousands of students are expected to be there, and it's expected to be one of the biggest ever marches on Washington, D.C., coming from all states, from all over. And it is also going to be a lot of coverage, and there's going to be a lot of, as I mentioned, a lot of law enforcement because of the amount of crowds, the amount of the crowds that are expected to show up for this. So how about that? Speaking of that, in Florida, students now, and most of the places, some of them had done this anyway, but students at the high school where the shooting happened can only use clear backpacks. So when they return from spring break, one of the things that happened, the superintendent sent out a letter to the families. They're going to be provided the backpacks for free, but they have to be clear. So they've got to wear identification badges at all times. There's going to be additional security people that are going to be there at Parkland, Florida, on that campus. They're talking about metal detectors, and they're increasing these measures since the deadly shooting on February 14th. And the clear backpack idea, if it works, there are other schools that are talking about doing the same thing. That is, is it going to help? Is it going to deter anyone? Is it just an illusion? Is spending money on clear backpacks really enough? That kind of that whole thing. The answer is they got to do something, right? So what's the something that they're going to do? And that was one of the things. But then you start to think, well, how much money is going in this direction? I definitely think the additional security, to me, that has to happen. The security, the metal detectors, of course, because of now what we've seen that's gone on. And while they wrestle with the metal detectors, there are plenty of other schools that have metal detectors. That's just not that unusual. But I really think that we're going to see more attempts at what do we do? How do we stop this? What do we do? It's in some cases it'll be a reach. In some cases they might do something that really pays off. Speaking of paying off, the Hornets beat the Grizzlies by 61. Wow. Do you know that's the NBA's largest margin of victory in 20 years? Oh, that's embarrassing, isn't it? So, the poor Grizzlies. Kemba Walker, 46 points, 10 consecutive three-pointers by the third quarter. Oh, boy, it was not a contest whatsoever. They just killed him. Slaughtered him. That is amazing. Because I said, how long has it been? 20 years? I haven't read a sports score like that in forever. And if you've just joined and you're chiming in, again, the Senate passed a massive $1.3 trillion spending bill to fund the government through September 30th, so there won't be any kind of a shutdown. Woohoo! We won't be talking about the shutdown until at least we get closer to, September, right? Bizarre timing. Toys R Us founder Charles Lazarus died at 94, while Toys R Us sadly is tanking. All of the assets are being sold off, all of that. They're liquidating all the assets. So it's just weird timing, I think, with it. And people are saying they were surprised. They had no idea. But you think of the kind of world we live in, and you got to move fast to keep up with Amazon's, et cetera, and that home delivery. And, of course, Toys R Us, a whole different situation. Got to be there, got to be in. How about this? Finally, we wrap up with this one. A record 965 million people flew last year on domestic or foreign airlines. Southwest Airlines carried the most passengers, 157.7 million. American Airlines had the most international passengers. Atlanta got the most passengers on planes with 50.2 million. Wow. So that number of passengers represents a 3.4% gain from the 933 million in 2016. How about that? That's the Transportation Department announcing those numbers. So people are still flying. We're flying on out of here. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.